Good afternoon. An onshore flow across interior New York and New England is keeping most of the region socked in with mostly cloudy skies. We're even seeing some spotty drizzle showing up across parts of the area that are closer to the coast. Either way, with a southerly breeze, temperatures should find their way up into the upper 50s and lower 60s with the best chance of breaks of sunshine in the Adirondacks and closer to the Canadian border. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight out ahead of the next front. Temperatures will drop back into the upper 40s for overnight lows, and skies will remain mostly cloudy for the day on Wednesday. As a front approaches from the west, we do run the risk of a shower, but mainly dry, although pretty much socked in again, as temperatures start to climb out ahead of the front into the middle 60s. Overnight Wednesday night and into the early morning hours on Thursday, the front will stall out over top of us and we'll turn our attention to the lower Ohio Valley, where a deepening wave of low pressure will start to head in our direction. Clouds will thicken and showers will become more numerous during the first part of the day on Thursday as the low approaches. A warm front will push through the region with more showers during the early part of the afternoon and highs will be in the lower 60s. As the low works its way into the eastern Great Lakes, a steady rain will develop during Thursday afternoon on Halloween and last into the evening. Some of the rain could be heavy at times as the low passes by. The storm system will make its closest approach overnight Thursday night with the heaviest rain as a cold front pushes through. And this will also lead to an increase in a northwest wind flow, which will gust at times over 40 miles per hour through Friday morning. Temperatures to start the day on Friday will be in the middle 50s and then fall in the afternoon as the colder air sweeps in. With the upper-level energy still passing through, a few scattered showers are possible on Friday, with some snow showers likely across the mountains. This will lead to a dry but cool first weekend of November. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep upper-level vortex over central Canada continues to send surges of cold air from western Canada into the western and northern United States. Snow is already falling over Montana ahead of the leading edge of cold air. The snow is expected to push south steadily across the central Rockies and nearby high plains today. This region will see widespread 6 to 12-inch snow totals with locally higher amounts. The snow will also be accompanied by very cold temperatures. In fact, record low temperatures are expected at many locations as readings dip to below zero at the coldest spots by tomorrow morning. In addition to the cold and the snow, winds will be quite strong and gusty, especially across the higher terrain as high pressure builds in from Canada. Meanwhile, over California, continued dry and windy conditions will promote critical to extreme fire weather for areas of northern and southern parts of the state. An expansive high pressure system will build into the area today, and winds are expected to pick up again lasting into tomorrow. This will only increase the fire threat into interior sections of the Southwest. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with drizzle and scattered rain showers, lower 60s. Boston cloudy with some drizzle in the mid 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees. The average low, 36. The record high, 77, set in 1946 and in 1918, and the record low, 19, in 1969 and in 1940. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:52 p.m. 10 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Mostly cloudy tonight, upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with areas of drizzle and a few showers today in the upper 50s, more clouds with areas of drizzle and a shower tonight, upper 40s to around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Cloudy, some drizzle, and a few showers today with highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy with drizzle and a few showers tonight with lows around 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, still the risk of a shower, mid-60s. Rain likely on Thursday for Halloween, steadiest in the evening and at night, lower 60s. Turning windy late Thursday night and Friday morning, colder air blowing in with early day highs on Friday in the mid-50s, then temperatures will drop with scattered rain showers and snow showers in the mountains. A mix of sun and clouds over the weekend with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.